Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in Jesus' name. All right, let us go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, I'm asking for the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service, Father, to speak through me, your words, so that are yours and not mine, guide us into all of the ways of righteousness. Open our hearts and minds to be receptive. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. As we're going through these four Gospels, this morning we finished up with the book of Mark. So we're going now into the book of Luke. Now we find as we're going through these four Gospels, I know you wonder why. A lot of you do. Because we're going to hear some of the things over and over. But you know, really, what that is, that's a witness to us that it's all for every one of us. And it is how they witnessed him while he was here on this earth and as they were his apostles. Now, we're going to be picking up with Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 1 and verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us. Well, the main thing that for you and I to remember is our belief should be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because our being and making heaven our home all depends on our fellowship and relationship with him. And whether we've ever been to him and had our sins forgiven, and if we have put our trust in him, and if we have been baptized in his name, and have grown to the point of being born again. And everything that we will receive will come through him. And it's brought to you and I by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. The same Spirit that was in Jesus while he was here on this earth. That's why he went back to heaven, and he is sitting on the right hand of the Father God. He told his disciples, if you remember, as we read, that if he did not go back, he couldn't send the Comforter to us, which is the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. So this is something we should never be tired of hearing, the Word of God. What it will do is let us remember more of it instead of forgetting so much of it. The more we hear it, the more we'll remember. Now, in verse 2, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. Verse 3, it seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus. You know, he's talking about having a perfect understanding. Most of us have still never obtained that perfect understanding. Think about it. But we are learning each and every day, and every time we get into God's Word, we are learning more and more about all of it, about the Word, about the Lord, about the Father, and about the Holy Spirit. Now, verse 4, that there mightest know, that thou mightest know the certainty of these things wherein thou hast been instructed. Now, Luke is going to take us in to the birth of John the Baptist. 5. There was in the days of Herod the king of Judea a certain priest named Zechariah of the course of Abijah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Spelled just a little bit different than my wife's name. But my wife's, her name is Elizabeth. But instead of the S that is here, hers is spelled with a Z. And that's the only difference in it. 6. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. Now, this couple is walking and keeping all the ordinances of Almighty God. So we're told here in his word. And they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. In other words, she couldn't have children at this time. And they both were now well stricken in years. But we all know what that is like. It's got any age on us, which I have. But they were both past the age of childbearing. Verse 8. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course. 9, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. Tells us what his job was, although that he was there in the priest's office. But let us know what he was doing. And 10, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. You see, they burned incense in that day and time. And a lot still do today because it has a good fragrance. Anybody that's ever smelled it, I don't know of anyone that hasn't liked it. I love to smell it. It was used for a little different thing there. 11. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. How many of us today would be actually in fear if we was to meet an angel? You know, I'm kind of thinking we all would. Imagine we'd all be shaken quite well. I have seen them in my dreams, and I have seen one real in my lifetime that I have told you all about. Now, 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now, this angel is telling him that she's going to bear a son, her 90 years old. Think about this. And he's right close to 100. Tell him even what to name him. 14. His name is John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Now, 15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. Not many can actually say that, but John was one that could, because God was filling him with the Holy Spirit while he was yet in his mother's womb. That's really receiving a blessing from the Lord, ain't it? Now, 16. And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God. He's going to turn many. 17. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. Well, we all know several stories as we have come this far through the four Gospels about Elijah. And there was one place where they were talking about to Jesus about the coming of Elijah, and He was telling them that Elijah had already come. Don't you imagine he was kind of talking about this? Because he was in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. That's why he is called the forerunner to Christ. 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. Now, he's not really walking in belief right now in this. 19. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. But as soon as he gets, as soon as this angel Gabriel gets done, he's going to believe, because he asked how he would know. Well, this angel's going to give him a way to know, but it's not going to be real pleasant. Here in 20, this angel goes on telling and says, and behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. He's not to speak until it's all been done from this time on. And he tells him why. Because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. 21. And the people waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. I wonder why he's tarrying there. Yet when he comes out, he can't speak to them. But you know, that's also letting you and I know that things God will show us, even as we read his word, if we're not careful, it causes us a lot of grief. It may not cost us our salvation, but it can cost us a lot of grief. Because he sure, when he asked this question down here, and that's what he was doing, was the question, whereby shall I know this? And see, he wasn't standing in full belief. Now, Twenty-two. When he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless, because he couldn't speak. 23. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. Now he's went home. 24, and after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Now, 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. He's letting her know she is being greatly blessed. Now, while he's telling her that, she's not really understanding when or how. But 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. That's what she was thinking about this salutation, the greeting. 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Oh, if we could all just find a lot of favor with God to do his work. 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. 32. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. What a thing to hear. Can you imagine how this young girl feels? Yet, she was strong enough in the Lord that she didn't have any doubt of what she was being told, really, other than she didn't know how it was going to happen is all. Thirty-four. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? It's not that she's doubting or anything. She just don't understand how it's going to happen. And that's what she's asking, since she didn't know a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. 36. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And that's something that we all really need to hold on to, too, and remember. Regardless what God will tell us or call upon us to do, there is nothing impossible to those that belong to him. 38. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. But you know, She wasn't doubting. There wasn't anything there to where she was afraid of it, of carrying that baby. When in the day in which she lived, for a young lady unmarried to become pregnant, she could have been put to death. Her thought was all for God, and said, let it be. 39. Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. You know, these next couple of verses here. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. They want to kill our unborn babies, and have killed right at 66 million of them, saying that there's no life there until they breathe this air. And here, this babe, at 6 months old, in Elizabeth, jumped with joy by hearing the salutation of Mary. Now, 42. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. 43. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She knows, already knows what's going on, Elizabeth does. 44. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. You see, and these are things that mankind, although he's read them probably several times over and over, has really not received the true meaning and the true happening of it. And blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. And she knew this, why? Because the angel told her. And she's believed him. 49. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And we too often forget to give him praise and to give him thanks for the things he does for us. And you know, just getting you and I through a day, a lot of times, can be a great deal. But do we ever really stop and think about praising and giving him thanks for that day and the things he did do to carry us through that day? Because you see, without him, we couldn't get our next breath. So everything we accomplished during the day, he has allowed. And with a lot of us, he's been one to give us the strength to get it done. Now, and his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. 51, he has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. And you know, when we really stop and think about those that the Lord himself, while he was here on this earth, called to be with him, to serve him, they were not what we would call today high-class men. Most of them were fishermen. In that day and time, that was about as low as you could get. But yet, that's what he called. Now, 53, he has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. 54, he has opened his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. He's speaking here of letting them know about what he is doing. Now, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. They see, John the Baptist was 6 months earlier than Jesus, because there again, God has his plan, just as he has his plan for you and I and our life, if we will listen. Now, 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. We're rejoicing about it now. 59, and it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah, after the name of his father. No, that's not going to work. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is no black man that is called by that name. Back then, everybody was named after somebody else. Well, I was, even. I was named after my grandfather and my father. Nobody there in their family is named John. They made signs to his father how he would have him called. 63. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, "His name is John." And they marveled all. But you see, too, that brought to the end of what, of that sign he had asked for in the doing of that angel. 64. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. He's not holding anything against God. He is now praising him. 65. And fear came on all that dwelt around about them, and all these things were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What manner of child shall this be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. But we know that because that's where he was conceived. Now, 67. And his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." And he's speaking here about Jesus, this horn of salvation. 70. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. 72. To perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. There are a lot of things they had forgotten too, just like mankind today. So much of this word of God, they have twisted and turned around, gotten away from this holy scripture, teaching things that is deceiving people, bringing a lot of things in that should not be taught in this day and time. Now, 73, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. 75. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. That's what he's expecting every day from you and I. 76. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. 77. To give knowledge of salvation unto the people by the remission of their sins. Now, he's letting them know that God is making a way for their sins to be forgiven. 78. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. Has visited them. 79. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. Now we know where he was kept. Now he grew up. Now, that was John the Baptist that we were talking about. I'm not going to get into chapter 2 tonight because we'll be getting into the birth of Jesus and we haven't got very much time left in order to get very far in it. And it'll be quite lengthy. And there's a lot of things in there that we need to remember that a lot of us have forgotten. Not everybody, but a lot has. But forgotten all about it and how to walk in this life. Because they want to walk their own ways. But they're going to find out one day when they stand before the Lord and they step out of this life and stand before him and they hear, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, because I never knew ye." Because they really have not walked according to this word. This holy book that we hold in our hands, it is a way of telling us what we can be, what we can do, and what we can say. It's all there. And just as we read, you know, there's nothing impossible with God. Nothing. If it had been, I'd have probably been one of them. Because I was not a good man. And yet, he loved me. He had mercy on me. He called me into the ministry. He is the one that equipped me for it and gave me the Holy Spirit to guide me, to speak through me. I was not taught to be a minister by mankind. And you know, most of the good men of the Bible were the same way. Paul wasn't. He was schooled by the Holy Spirit because he was like me. He wasn't a good man either. Until we met the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't speak for anyone else, but they all know. Now, let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, Father. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for times that we can come together to share our friendship, our love with each other. As we study the word of Almighty God and walk with each other in love with him, looking for ways to be of help in bringing in the harvest, these souls that are walking in darkness, to help bring them to light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray now, Kenny Powers, for Dennis Lee, for Bobby and Billy Johnson, for Sharon David Burnson, for myself, and all of our families. And Father, I pray for Alex Stone. I know he is a man that in his way loves you. And Father, our families, we all have family members that are lost in darkness. I pray that the Holy Spirit work with them, guide them, and bring them to an understanding that they need something more than themselves, that they need the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives, so that they too, Father, can go to Him, be forgiven, and start walking upon that pathway of righteousness, so that none be lost, and all will be able to make heaven their home. This land, Father, that we live in, I pray for it. I pray for a time, Father, that those in our government will work with us to bring this land to repentance that has brought so much evil upon our people, even evil into our churches. And Father, so that our land can be healed and our government put back upon the foundation in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, be with us throughout this night. Keep us in health. Keep us safe. And give us rest, Father, through the night when we lay down. Bring us to a new day, Father, refreshed. And bring us together in your word at 10 a.m. again. And Father, we do love you. We love the Lord Jesus Christ. We love the Holy Spirit. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a blessed night. Good night.